Yo. This your boy Young Mills on Keep It 100 Radio. How's everybody doing today on this Monday, Juneteenth? Happy Juneteenth to everyone. And I hope everyone had a nice and blessed Father's Day out there. Shout out to all my fathers out there, man. Just taking care of their kids, man. Doing what you're supposed to do, you know. You know, like the Bible says, the kids are a blessing, you know. So I hope everybody's doing the, you know, we're chilling right now on this Juneteenth. You know, a lot of people, many probably ain't had to go to work today. They're just sitting home relaxing and probably head to the beach or just sit in front of the house, just relax. You know, that's what I did. I ain't really do much today. It was just pretty much a chill day for me. Other than that, man, I definitely want to get into the shootings that's been going on. There's a lot of shootings been going on, man. A lot. They are so consistent with the shootings. Wow. You know, we got Chicago. It was, you know, 20 wounded, one killed. And Ohio, the Ohio man, he killed his three sons, the ages 3, 4, and 7. The Lincoln Park one, 4 males, 1 female. She got sent to the hospital, but she's in, you know, fair condition. Then you got St. Louis, you got 10 people, and then, you know, wounded and one killed. Like, look, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I understand. Now, for the people that don't, know, we are living in the last days. We are. Just in case you guys don't know, we are living in the last days. So a lot of things are going to be happening, you know, but at the same time, you know, you still going to sit back and be like, really? Did you really had to do that? Like, why? Like, why is you doing this? Like, what's the problem? You know what I mean? You're going to ask all of them, every last one of them, no matter how they did it, how many people they didn't shot. You're gonna be like, really? Like, what was the purpose of even doing all this? What is the purpose? What is your purpose? Like, I'm pretty sure everybody has had enough of all these shootings. Cause I know I am. And I know God, he's definitely tired of all of it. The Most High is definitely tired of it. I know he is. Everyone is tired. These people are so consistent with doing this. These people are so consistent with doing this. Let me tell you something. When I am about 2 or 3 years old, I lost my father. Right? So it was just me and my mom. And to this day, I'm thankful and grateful to still have my mom. Very thankful. So you would think that when you have both parents in the house, everything should be okay. You know what I mean? Versus just having one without the other. You know, because I feel like it's a big difference towards the child. I feel like it's definitely a difference. Yeah, it's definitely a difference. when the neighborhood that I'm living in, you know, it's, you got a golf course and stuff like that over here, and you know, nice houses and stuff like that, real nice houses. There's no, you know, they're gonna always gonna have some kids that just be off the chain. But these kids, well, a couple of them so far that I've seen, I ain't gonna say all, but it's a couple of them. They out here just cursing. I don't even know how, what their ages are. I want to say about 10 to 12, I guess. Yeah, I'm assuming. But yeah, it's sad, man. It makes me wonder. Is both parents in the house? And if they are, what's going on in this house that's causing this child to be cussing at other people? You know what I mean? You got to question yourself. Why is this little boy reacting like this? Why is he tripping? You know, like, dude, chill out. Like, what is you doing? But then when I see that, you look at the shootings that's going on. So now you got to ask yourself, was it both parents in the house? Because you know they always say it starts from home. But I still feel like when you got both parents in the house, it should make a difference versus just having one. Because now when you have one, that's more on that one person versus just having, you know, two. You know, because I lost my dad when I was about 2 or 3 years old. And, well, you know what? I do feel like it's a difference when you got two parents in a household. Depending on the parent. Cause you know, when my dad passed, it was just me and my mom. And everything was still cool. So I'm gonna take that back. Everything was cool. You know, I ain't got no prison record, no jail record. You know, none of that. I ain't sell no drugs. None of that. Like, I ain't going around here just, you know, man, of course I, you know, went to the principal's office and stuff like that, and, you know what I mean, but, yeah, I'm out in the streets. Now, man, as I got older, you know, I wasn't in the streets, but I still question this, you know, these people's household, you know what I mean, like I said, it starts from home. I didn't have a bad childhood, you know, but like I said, it depends, you know. There's some mothers out here that can still hold it down, but I still feel like it's a big difference when you got it just feel more better when you got, you know, when you got the mother and the father in the house. But like I said, when you look at these kids out here shooting up schools and stuff like that, and then they want people to feel sorry for them and stuff like that, knowing that they know what they did. You know, they want to get in there, want to act all innocent, but knowing reality, you did do it. You know, why is you trying to play victim at this point? You did it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't get it. I ain't gonna spend too much time on this. It's people just continue to keep praying and continue to, you know, stay prayed up, man. We are living in the last days. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world, so stay prayed up. I want everyone to stay prayed up. Everyone. You know, the Most High, he's coming back. So everyone stay prayed up, man. Stay out the way, man. Stay out the way. Please stay out the way. You know, continue to read your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, I carry mine. I mean, I have it on my phone. It's you know, it's an app. Not the Bible app, you know, so I read it. So I encourage all my listeners like to do the exact same thing, man. Do the exact same thing. You know, but other than that, man, this your boy Young Mills, yo. So on Keep It 100 Radio. So until next time, keep God first. We out.